Good morning, I'm Mark Mixler with a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560, WBYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM, and also available at 1560WBYS.com. It's a milestone for the Illinois 4-H program, which has seen its share of big moments as a life-changing organization. 1,000 people have received training and are now certified Illinois 4-H shooting sports volunteers. Just 8 years ago, the program didn't even exist. In 2009, Illinois 4-H sent 5 staff members to the National 4-H Shooting Sports Training Program. It was the realization of a 20-year dream by people who were convinced that shooting sports was another avenue to positively inspire youth who might not be reached through other 4-H avenues. Twice a year, every year since 2009, these nationally certified trainers have coached batch after batch of new volunteers who are passionate about shooting sports and even more passionate about kids. On May 7th, U of I Extension certified its 1,000th 4-H shooting sports volunteer instructor in the weekend training at 4-H Memorial Camp near Monticello. In Tazewell County, Mike Rodman and Lee Garman attended the training to become certified shotgun instructors for the Tazewell County 4-H Shooting Sports Program. One may call 347-6614 to enroll in a local 4-H Shooting Club program. The Illinois Department of Public Health is offering residents in Fulton County and around the state some tips for safely viewing the solar eclipse next month. It's a rare event you don't want to miss on August 21st, but you do need to take some precautions, says public health spokesperson Melanie Arnold.
Looking directly at the sun is unsafe, except for during the brief phase of the solar eclipse when the moon entirely blocks the sun, which is only going to happen right around the Carbondale area. If you look at the sun without using authorized eclipse glasses or solar viewers, it can cause eclipse blindness or retinal burns.
Arnold says homemade filters and regular sunglasses are not safe for looking at the sun. The Alzheimer's Association Illinois Chapter's educational program Know the 10 Signs, Early Detection Matters will take place at 2 locations in Fulton County on Tuesday, August 8th. The presentations will take place at 2 p.m. at Canton First Church of the Nazarene, located at 2051 East Chestnut Street in Canton, at 5:30. At the Cuba Senior Center, 117 South 3rd Street in Cuba, every 66 seconds, someone in America develops Alzheimer's disease. Everyone needs to be familiar with the warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, especially since they are often dismissed as side effects of normal aging. It's time to learn the facts. Early detection allows for a chance to begin drug therapy, enroll in clinical studies, and plan for the future. Attendees will learn the 10 warning signs of Alzheimer's disease, hear from people who have the disease, and find out how to recognize the signs. Manager of Education and Outreach, Darrell Carlson, will present and take questions following the program. The end of Alzheimer's disease starts here. To register for this program offered at no cost, call the Alzheimer's Association at 681-1100 or register online at alz.org/Illinois. The Queen of Friendship pageant is now less than a week away from taking place. The next contestant to be introduced is Meredith Millison. Millison said participating in the pageant is allowing her to make new friends.
I have attended the pageant for many years now, and I wanted to make new friends and do something to take me out of my comfort zone.
Millison is from Canton and attends Canton High School. The Queen of Friendship pageant will take place this Saturday and will be taking place in the Canton High School auditorium beginning at 6 p.m. The newly crowned queen and her court will oversee the 2017 Canton Friendship Festival that will be taking place from Wednesday, September 13th to Saturday, September 16th on the Canton Friendship Festival grounds along Illinois Route 9 or East Lynn Street in Canton. That's been a look at news on the Voice of Fulton County, AM 1560 WBYS, simulcast on 93.7 FM and also available at 1560WBYS.com.